Well, hey there. This episode of The Read is brought to you by Credit Karma. Listen, if you're a grown-up and a responsible one, you probably should know your credit score. So head on over to Credit Karma, where they don't just show you a number and send you pack in. They actually break all the information down for you so you know how your actions affect your score. And it even comes with a great old handy app. So just text READ to 89800 to download the app for free and get started. Now let's start the show. When you are far away. This is a classic.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
And when I am blue. What'll I do?
What'll I do?
What'll I do? When I am wondering who is kissing you. What'll I do?
Is this from a Disney movie?
What'll I do with just a photograph?
Got it.
To tell my troubles to.
Look at you. When is your mixtape coming out?
When I actually only know that song because Dorothy's Born X sang it in season 7.
Fucking of course. I should have known your ass didn't know no damn Sinatra.
It's one of the later seasons. I know Frank Sinatra songs and Nancy Sinatra songs. Actually, the reason I really know that song is because I want to say Billie Holiday sang it.
Was that after Frank Sinatra or? I'm not sure.
You never know when it comes to black people and white people.
Because, I mean, we had a lot of stuff. And then all of a sudden, they had it. But anyway.
You know Betty Boop was black?
Yeah, I did. Isn't that just, and they just completely, I mean,
that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, but anyway.
So here we are. I am broke.
Okay.
Broken.
I am Madam CJ Walker.
And this is The Read.
So you're broken this week, bro? What's up?
I don't know. I'm defected. I don't know.
You're me from a few weeks ago when I had that hell and had to go through all that.
Yeah, in your throat.
Yeah.
But mine is like in my pelvis.
Are you still in a lot of pain now? Or
yeah.
You want to tell everybody what's going on or not?
So, very short. I don't know why, but I was in urgent care for the majority of yesterday and got a CAT scan and all of these things because I'm having this sharp pain in my lower abdomen. And the great New York City doctors were like, oh, that's great. Well, we would like all of your money, please. Thank you. So we're looking here and feeling around and don't get it. So go over there and ask them. Yeah. So I went over there, asked them. They put me in their machine. They made me drink these horrible, disgusting smoothies so they could see inside of my body and injected whatever poison inside me. And they were also like, everything seems to be working great. And, you know, your blood is fine and your organs seem in the right place. All right, so we're just going to take your money.
Right, so you can go ahead and run us our money, too. This is how BIT works.
So, you know, and even right now, it feels like the whole entire Republican Party is eating my intestines from the inside out.
I'm so sorry.
But, you know, that's life. Or death. You know, I guess we'll find out.
No, it's probably just stress. Maybe it's just like, you know, going through a lot and life's a lot, so.
You know, I actually went back to the doctor today, and the doctor I saw yesterday wasn't there, so I met this black lady named Dr. Love. True story.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Jennifer, who was there, this lady I just met today, who was also very nice. And, you know, she went over, like, the information that they put into the system from yesterday, and she was like, so I read your chart here and I see that, you know, all these the information and everything seems to be right. And have you had a good shit? I mean, obviously she didn't say shit. I'm paraphrasing. She's
right,
professional. But basically, in so many words, she was like, you got a shit?
Have you allowed your bowels to
And
move?
I was like, you know what? I think I'm good, but you know, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if I'm a wreck. I don't really know. And so she was like, you know, they have me set up to see somebody else when I'm supposed to be in Europe or whatever. Long story. But I honestly feel like she may be right. Because the entire time the pain had started, I felt like this episode of Dexter's Laboratory. I know you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Follow
me. I've seen Dexter.
But there was this episode of Dexter where he thought that he was like dying. I can't remember why, but he thought something was wrong with him. And he felt like his stomach was rumbling and he knew that he was about to die. And he like gave Dee Dee his laboratory and she fucked the whole shit up. up. He like had his whole entire will and testament and everything set up for him to die. And then in the end, he like farted so aggressively that he like blew off half the house. And so like I felt like that was what was happening to me. I was like, it's only a matter of time before I pass such an aggressive gas that is literally
that all those people are gonna be like, so that's what it was.
It's gonna level Central Harlem. Like I feel it. Because he keeps telling everybody's telling, oh, you're fine. And well, if I literally just have to like take a laxative, I'm bronzing the fuck out of that stool.
Okay, all right.
Because so it is the most
there's a line.
It would be the most expensive shit
just right on
that has ever taken place.
Okay.
And I'm keeping it.
All right. Well, that is your prerogative. Maybe you just need some green smoothies, a couple shots of apple cider vinegar. We need to call Fran and have her put together one of her healthy ass potions or some shit. I don't know.
I asked the doctor, I was like, do you offer, like, do you have any special kind of samurai blades for like seppuku or whatever? It's like, I'm ready to just fall to my knees and disembowel myself.
I was gonna say, can't they just do like Whitney did Bobby and just put their hands up there and shake it a loose?
I mean,
since y'all taking the damn money, listen, if I spent hundreds of dollars on a CAT scan, I feel like I ought to walk out of here with at least some relief, like something. If somebody need to put their finger up there, then somebody just need to take one for the team.
And you figure, you know, all things considered, this shouldn't be an issue for me, but...
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess that's testament to the way I live my life.
All right, well...
And also, girls, you know, it's not the big one. I know that when, you know, gays, especially black gays, when we have to go to the hospital, everybody starts assuming that, you know, we've got Virginia real estate. I'm right. Good, no tea, no shade, you know, worry about your own skin back shot setting.
All right, so that...
So there you go. That's why the episode's late.
Okay.
Because I have to go to the bathroom, I guess. I don't know.
So many well wishes. We hope you are feeling better.
Yeah, thank you so much for all of the kind words and well wishes and things. Just going to try and get through this today and, you know, go home and
pray for a better weekend.
Have a great conversation with my bathroom.
A brighter tomorrow.
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
Well, we'll see.
Do you know how embarrassed? Anyway.
I mean, yes. What?
Embarrassing.
I have said a lot of crazy shit on this show. I do know.
I'm going back to that radiology office if this is the case. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd be very relieved, but I'm going back down there and I'm going to be like, don't worry. I do not want my money back. I just want everyone to know that you took all of it, told me that I was fine, and I just had blockage. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, maybe.
So now that I've ruined your lunch,
yum.
It's Labor Day weekend. You shouldn't even be at work, or
right?
Whatever.
No, y'all are sitting around chilling somewhere, avoiding your kids.
Black Excellence this week. I'm giving honor to Kyle Jean Baptiste, who I don't know. You might have heard about
him. I know who he is.
Okay, yeah, he was a 21-year-old Broadway star, youngest and first African American to play the lead in Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Less miserable.
Les Mis. That's just,
you know,
how they,
just
right, because what?
Know how
fuck
to say that.
Fucking,
I don't know how to say
R's
that.
R's and shit. What? French?
But he passed away almost 2 weeks ago, very tragically. So, you know, he had a very bright future and a wonderful voice, and they dimmed the lights for him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
On Broadway? At the next show or something?
Yeah, like the first. They already did and had like a tribute for him out there in, I think, Times Square or wherever. So
that's really sad.
It's really sad, but we can still celebrate the gift that God gave him and also that he did awesome things as
a
black actor.
Yes, he made his mark while he was here.
Absolutely. And he's being celebrated because he has stands of every color and shade.
Yes, he does. Boy, them theater geeks, my nigga, that ain't nothing
to fuck with. Oh my gosh, don't play.
Ain't nothing. They are devoted. They could tell you the ins and outs of all their favorite Broadway stars. Like, them niggas got baseball cards or some shit. Like, they study that shit.
Yeah, they do.
It is. So, yeah, rest in peace.
All right. So, this week... Oh God! I don't really. I can't yell, bitch. You guessed it.
Because I was gonna
I'm afraid
say, you know
my
how
spleen
many...
will fall out or my appendix will pop or some shit. I don't know.
So many people tell me that they sympathize with me now after you yelled at everybody last week with the Trina lyric at the end of the show.
So I just want to say that it wasn't my intention Yeah, it was. But I forgot that, you know, a lot of you listen to this show while you're driving or, I don't know, operating heavy machinery, whatever. Yes. And so it's not my intention to put your lives at risk.
We appreciate that.
So I will maybe give fair warning the next time I decide to burst
that into. That just means you're not going to do Trina. It. Because you don't like it if you can't get any fun out of it. So
no, that means that the next time I can feel it in my spirit, I'll probably say I'm gonna yell something at some point.
So we can all
so you can just
aware.
Brace yourself or pull over or listen to the show when you're at home or whatever.
Whatever it is you need to do.
So this week in Matching Dreads.
You are so petty.
So let's just start with the VMAs, because at this point they're getting stale, and I just want to get it out of the way.
Not that you ever cared about the VMAs in the first place.
Well, this VMAs was actually quite eventful. Not really for great reasons, but it was, oh God. So let's just talk about it in the beginning.
I was going to say, where do you even start with the VMAs? Like, do you, with the obvious, like, do you just start with Miley? I feel like Miley is the beginning and the end of, like, what was bad about the VMAs.
And the middle.
Yeah, I mean, she covers Epilogue, pretty much the entire. But there's plenty of other shitty-ass people who popped in, too. It somehow turned into the Taylor Swift Awards. But anyway, I'm going to let you do your thing.
I don't even care about that beanstalk. I really, like, I don't even. How many times is she going to parade around with the entire Victoria's Secret catalog and all Pretty Little Liars?
We've seen the girls in the video, Taylor. Why do you keep
all
inviting
the
them places?
Babysitter's Club.
They don't have nothing else to do but follow Taylor Swift around.
Did you see how she hugged and kissed and shook hands with everybody but the black girl from Empire?
Oh, did she?
That's what I heard.
Oh, when she won Video of the Year?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Well.
Anyway, so, yeah, fuck that. Well, actually, speaking of Taylor Swift, the first performance. I mean, I knew that at some point Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift would like trade lipsticks or do like a live makeup tutorial or some shit on the stage together just to be like, oh, look, MTV got us to be friends again. And our managers or, you know, the label, whatever.
Somebody.
But I knew it. And of course, it was done only as these two pop stars could do it. And it's like, oh, I'm going to sing your song and you're going to sing my song. No sequence.
And Taylor really up there like she know the lyrics too. Just lip syncing her fucking heart out. Girl, you know you don't know that damn song. I wish Nicki would have kept her on that B stage, but she didn't. Just left her ass back there.
And it didn't stop that bitch from singing Fetty Wap.
Oh, God. She thinks she everybody's friend. Taylor, stop.
I'm surprised she hasn't done a Whip Nana cover yet.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
because you know that Taylor Swift's whole entire being is making friends with people that are extremely successful on Billboard. Like, anytime somebody is fucking up the charts, it's like Taylor Swift's like, send them a basket of muffins.
Find them.
And all of my albums. And also a note that says, if we're not friends, I'll ruin their lives.
And then she just makes her way in, and all of a sudden she's on everybody's shit.
Get to this fucking concert and perform that number one single, bitch, or you won't ever be on that chart again. I bet you're sweet ass that. Like, I just believe that's
she
how
just
she is.
Just strong arm niggas into being
absolutely
cool.
You saw her do it to Nicki.
She did.
When nobody was even talking to her, she was like, in the very nicest way possible, because it was public, bitch, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Like, girl, not you.
Right, no. Taylor is, she knows when to keep it cute and when to keep on going with her mess. She know who to play with and who to not. You don't think so?
No.
I thought MTV, like, they must have sworn to her that she was going to be able to, like, basically be the star of the show to get her to go, because it seemed like every major, like, thing that happened at the VMAs revolved around her somehow.
Right.
The shit with Nicki and then presenting Kanye with the video award, which, girl.
Let's just pace ourselves.
Of all the fucking, okay, no, you're right. I'm pacing.
So, you know, there was that. And I'm going to let her have it or finish or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that performance was just whatever.
Claire Huxtable wig that lace front she had on that video.
Like, this new video? This Wildest Dreams video?
And you know what? I randomly actually quite like that song
because
it sounds like Lana Del Rey, which is why you hate it probably.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, that video was ratchet.
It is really. How you go to Africa and shoot all white people in your video, like in the middle of Africa, just, and then put up a note at the end talking about we gonna donate some money to the fucking zoos and shit. Okay, but how did you go to Africa and shoot a whole ass video with Africa as a setting?
Because while you thought because that she was celebrating, you know, African people, culture, skin.
Oh, no.
It was actually in honor of Cecil.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was very clearly to me a tribute to Cecil the Lion.
You know what? You're right. Untimely passing. It was. It was about, and that's why they're donating that money to the fucking zoos.
Damn or right.
That's what it is.
White lives people matter.
Like, wow, oh bitch. So you went all the way to Africa on behalf of a lion, and yet you couldn't take your ass to one of the. You know what?
Actually, did she go to Africa? I thought it was green screen.
No, they literally were in Africa. That's not a joke. Like, they filmed that video in Africa and I think LA, like two cities. Well, not two cities, but two different locations. They didn't even specify where in Africa. Just
because,
you know,
it's just that,
because it doesn't matter to white people. Just
as long
Africa.
As you see the plains here, yeah. You see the safari and a good old RV or some shit.
Right. You see a few animals and a bunch of dust and shit, and white people just put Africa two and two together. That's just all it takes.
I wonder what it's like for Taylor Swift to speak face to face with Giraffe.
What is
like just
you?
Up there having a conversation, okay. And right directly in their nostrils. Okay. So, I hate her.
So anyway.
But not as much as I hate the host of that goddamn
You
show.
Hate Miley more than Taylor?
1,000%.
Wow. Are you sure about this? Because yeah. You have, like, eviscerated Taylor Swift on this show. You yeah. have picked her ass smooth apart.
And I have given hell to Miley Cyrus when she deserved it, too. But you know the thing about it? Taylor Swift, at the very least, is smart enough to, in most cases, shut the fuck up and know to be quiet. Like, even in that situation with Nicki. And Nicki, a lot of people could have said Nicki could have shut the fuck up in that scenario because it was like, you know, this is very, like, self-serving and, you know, the VMA. Although I thought everything that she was saying was true.
Are you talking about the Nicki Miley moment?
No, I'm talking about Nicki and the initial Nicki Taylor thing, what she was saying on Twitter. A lot of people could have been like, well, girl, now's not the time.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift coming forward and saying whatever the fuck she did, you see she came forward and apologized afterwards.
Yes,
and
she did.
Why?
Yes,
because
she did.
Black girls and boys were like, oh, not today, ho. And she was like, damn, not when Fetty Wap is performing with me in a couple of weeks. I've got
to
say sorry.
All the good I've done to try to get the coloreds back on my side. Taylor not trying to fuck that up.
Like, Beyonce has to come to the next fish fry. We only frying fish because she's coming. Like, and meanwhile, she probably don't even eat no fucking fried
Beyonce
fish.
Beyonce ain't going nowhere, bitch. Dope, what?
But yeah, I can stand Miley Cyrus because she's literally, like, she is emotionally, like, exhausting from the moment that you see her. And she doesn't give a fuck. Like, at least Taylor Swift pretends to care.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Miley Cyrus is just, like, 24 hours. Yeah! I'm Miley Cyrus!
Doing too fucking much.
I love to smoke pot and sleep with whoever I want. I love rap music. Look at my dreads. Look at all these black bitches. Ooh, glitter. Pass me that heroin. Snoop Dogg, what's up? Yahoo! Like, 24 hours a day. Bitch, sit down and shut the fuck up. Why do you have on these dreads? The dreads were more, like, entertaining than Miley
that
Cyrus.
Dread punk
they
too.
Were funnier than Miley Cyrus was.
I didn't expect her to actually do a good job, though. I expected her to do exactly what she did, which was go up on that stage high as hell, looking crazy, and saying whatever the fuck came into her dumb ass head.
My God, she's exhausting. Like, you are so fucking annoying. First of all, leave Nicki Minaj the fuck alone. You dressed up as Nicki Minaj for Halloween, like, two some years ago or whatever. Like, you're a stan, sweetheart, and that's fine. So if that bitch just thought that you were weird and didn't want to talk to you when you saw her ass backstage at the BET Awards or wherever, honey, then that doesn't mean that she's not kind or polite. And furthermore, black people don't have to be nice or polite to any motherfucking body, especially when we're trying to make these points
right.
that you all clearly ignore any fucking way. Like, we don't have to be nice. We don't have to be polite. It doesn't, like, in fact, I feel like most white men, since y'all think y'all run the world, would tell you that you can't be nice to people when you're trying to get something done. Right. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to make a change or whatever, they'll always be the first ones to tell you, well, you can't be nice to everybody sometimes, or whatever. But the moment a black person around, is like, I'm being mistreated and I don't like it, shut your angry black fucking rude what?
The problem is that you didn't say it in a nice way. No, the problem is that stupid bitches like you decided to pipe up when nobody fucking asked you and insert your dumb ass irrelevant ass white opinion into a matter that simply just did not require it.
And furthermore,
who the fuck asked Miley for this?
Why don't you grab a knife and fork and eat dick? How about you do that then?
Oh, you can do that.
I had to see her whole entire titty.
I had to see
all of these ridiculous ass costumes. She come and slide in. And then
I don't want to see your pale ass body, girl.
Why every time you perform, Miley, you can't? Why can't you ever just? Why every time Miley Cyrus performs, she always has to reach into some other culture or some other shit that ain't got nothing to do with her and draw from that for her performance? Like, you got to come out of a teddy bear. You got to have a whole bunch of thick black bitches behind you. Now you got to have a whole bunch of drag queens behind you. Like, why can't you ever just find some fellow psycho methed out white girls like yourself to back up dance for you or sing or whatever? Like, right. Why does it always have to be drag queens for what? Because it's funny.
We didn't need the whole cast of every season of RuPaul's Drag Race on stage with you, Miley Cyrus. Nobody was going to give a fuck. If that was your distraction from how shitty your music is, then I guess it worked. But girl, you're going to have to do something else. Like, you can't just keep pulling up groups of disenfranchised people to be your props on stage while you start talking about how much you love marijuana. Like, literally half the lyrics of that song was, I love pot. Bitch, really? Like, this is
that
what
was
you
actually
get on TV
the
and do.
Funniest thing she said the whole night. The first line in the song, yeah, smoke pot or some shit like that. I died. I was like, bitch, that's line one.
There's something really wrong with her. Like, how white is that? To be a white girl and be able to go on stage at the VMAs and do a song about how much you love drugs and still somehow people talk about anything other than the fact that you are like a total weed head. That is the ultimate and white privilege.
And it's always little white kids like that that can have every single one of these promos. Like, I felt like I honestly needed two Zans and a dirty Sprite just to understand what the fuck, because I honestly feel like Miley Cyrus' brain has to look like the Dirty Sprite 2 cover. So I felt like clearly I'm missing a certain drug in my life to understand where this is coming from. But it could have never been us talking about, ooh, yeah, I love to smoke pot.
Right.
They'd been like,
no.
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Get their unprofessional black ass off the stage. They're too street. They're too hood.
Oh, yeah.
But kids like that could do that. And I don't even feel like there's anything wrong with Miley Cyrus. Like, that, like, I really feel like, besides the fact that she looks like she has leprosy, I feel like she's just starved. She's literally the definition of an attention whore.
Yeah, she
like,
needs it.
All of this shit is all for you. I don't know if Billy was, like, touring too much or where all of this comes from, but it's just like, you're so starved for attention and it's tired
and
it's annoying,
and you can sing, so why don't you just sit down somewhere and act like you have some fucking sense? Why do you have to do all this extra bullshit? Like, you actually do have a talent, you have a ton of money, you have family that puts you in the position to where you can have whatever kind of music career you want. Why do you do all this stupid shit? Like, why do you get on stage and do the absolute most and just pray niggas like love you or go download your new free ass album or whatever the fuck else? Like, why not just make it about the music?
And I know that people will be, oh, well, she's weird or she's just having fun.
No, she's not fucking weird.
No, she's not. She's a little girl who just
acting
wants all
out.
The fucking
yes.
attention and the validation. She's doing any and every single silly fucking thing she can for y'all to talk about.
Exactly.
That's it. She said that shit on the after the VMA. She was talking about how she was thinking about Britney and all those people who were kissing each other in the mouth and shit when she was a kid watching the VMAs. Mm-hmm. And she wanted her to do something crazy like that. She is starved for attention and I'm not doing it no more.
Yeah. She took everybody else's like crazy moments from award shows or whatever and tried to do that. Like, but girl, this just doesn't work. I mean, but whatever. It's Miley Cyrus and I don't expect greatness out of her ass no way.
Top of that, you want to talk about, I know what color my skin is, or I know the statistics, I read and I know what's going on, and that's literally it. I don't ever see you march.
All right, girl.
I don't ever hear you talk about nothing besides how much you love to smoke pot and listen to Michael Made It beats while you finger yourself to the sound. down to Dragon Tales or whatever. Like, I just wish she would go away. I'm so tired of her. And the fact that people... Anyway.
Did you see A$AP Rocky's face when she said his name? He was like, bitch, I don't know.
Did you see everyone's face when she said their name?
Everybody was like, okay, I don't... Even Britney Spears was like, okay, girl, but to be fair, I thought Taylor Swift was calling. Like,
was anybody nice to her last night? Like,
nobody gave a fuck.
So, Britney seemed lucid.
Britney seemed alive. She looked like she was fully charged up for the first time in a long time.
That was quite nice.
Yeah.
Tori Kelly, I know y'all say that you haven't really been too into her new music. I haven't listened to her album yet, but that song she performed was nice.
Yeah, it was.
And her voice, obviously, is crazy.
Tori Kelly was one of the few good things about the VMAs. Very few. I try to remember that I am way outside the target age range for this fucking show.
And you know what? Still, that's it.
But still, it's just like, it's hard for me to be like, what the fuck happened to the VMAs? And then also remember, like, girl, the world is not the same. Right. Celebrity culture is 24/7. Now, it used to be you had to buy magazines or watch award shows to see celebrities. And now the motherfuckers are everywhere.
And we know too much of their business.
We do. And so seeing them on award shows is no longer entertaining by itself. They got to do something to, like, captivate people. And it's just... the stunts and shows just for attention and ratings, I cannot get with that shit.
But I feel like when I was like, I don't know, 13 or however old, and Britney yanked off that shit and had all
and that glittery ass nude body
nude
suit.
Colored,
yes,
and
bitch.
I lived for it. And someone at the time who was closing in on 30 was probably like, I don't know who this crazy white bitch is. Like, she felt like she had
they probably were.
This. So I don't know.
But I
feel
I was
like
living. I thought that was amazing. Because at first I thought she was naked, and then I was like,
everyone did. Whoop!
Britney, that was a moment.
That Britney don't live on earth no more.
See, you know what? Don't do that. She was like almost downloaded all the way back down to reality at the VMA. She looked the best she has in a really long time.
That Britney needs a software update.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's an Android.
Okay.
And I honestly, if you think about it, Britney left. I feel like someone came down
in 2006 when she had that meltdown.
And they were like, girl, if you want to get gone, now's the time. We're not coming back.
Like,
and she hopped on that UFO and beat it.
All right, the Britney stan's gonna tear your ass apart.
Well, I don't give a shit. I love Britney Spears's music, like old music. And Britney's just one of those artists that I feel like is just like an icon and always will be.
Oh yeah, really, definitely.
You know,
she has her place in, you know, music history or whatever,
for sure. Fuck Rebel Wilson forever.
That was, whoever wrote that,
I'm so tired of Australian white girls
whoever
in America trying to
that,
be pop stars,
like,
now. Like, because y'all, these hoes are making it bad for y'all. Like,
why would Rebel Wilson agree to that? Like, why would anybody?
I'm sure it was her idea. First of all, her shirt said fuck, and she was up on TV with a shirt that
said
fuck.
I did not know you could do that.
And it was, I'm sure you can't.
Wow. They didn't blur it out or anything, though. Like, there's, how, yeah, you know what? You're
again,
right. Why would MTV have approved that?
White girl. And so she goes up there dressed like a cop and says whatever about, and everybody's upset about cops right now. And I, you know, I really hate, I know everyone's mad at the police. I really hate stripper police. And then she proceeds to take her fucking clothes off and is wearing like this really tiny, like, stripper outfit. And
because
what?
She's big, that's the thing.
Right, exactly.
I'm a fat white girl and I don't have any pants on.
Thank you.
Look at me.
I thought it was just me.
No.
I was like, okay, girl, we get it. You're fat. Like,
yeah, all right, so if, now what?
And you're comfortable with it and you're living
yay,
in your skin and you're confident.
But what is the purpose
great.
Of this?
What does that have to do with this? Like, how dare you walk your dumb white ass out onto this motherfucking stage making light, making jokes
right.
about police brutality in a country that you don't even fucking belong to. Bitch, you ain't even from here.
Right. And you could at least like take the time to be mindful of the shit that's actually going on. Like, why are you on stage representing for all the fat ass white girls with big thighs who want to show them off this summer? Black people are actually dying. So you're having your cute little fat feminist moment and you're doing it at the expense of black people who are actually being targeted in this fucking country. Like,
talking about,
bitch.
I hate stripper police. Bitch, you know, if a stripper walked in as a cop and took his goddamn clothes off, you should be the first let me be quiet.
Who
because you know
knows?
What?
I don't even know what she was trying to say, but the point was stupid. It was ridiculous.
It wasn't
kept
even
all
funny.
Of it. Right.
Like, go make and out with a bus.
Wasn't she? And she was doing the award for best hip hop video, right?
on top of that.
Like, so you made a police brutality joke while introing the best hip hop video. Like, you really thought that that was a good idea. Apparently a bunch of white people thought that this was a good idea. Like, girl, for what? I'm sick of y'all shit.
Why don't you fucking deep throat a MacBook, bitch? Like,
but that was when Nicki went up on stage and then ran up on Miley verbally and made her atone for her fucking sins. So I was appreciative for that moment, but Rebel herself, you can go. I'm over it.
Nikki.
Melissa McCarthy can be my funny white girl. My funny fat white girl.
At this point, I don't trust none of these hoes no more. Like, Amy Poehler doesn't disappoint me. Rebel will say, it's just like, I don't know who things. That burns.
Because I stand for Parks and Rec. I love it. I catch it. All the reruns, I be airing on like random networks.
And she executive produces Broad City. And I just, and she hasn't even said anything.
But
I haven't
anyway,
heard her say,
right,
whatever.
No, I'm sure she, because she don't want them fucking problems.
But yes, Nikki went up there and made everything very Jamaica Ave. And I was like, yes, 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 beat the hell. And then she didn't. And it was like, at first I was like, I don't know if this is a joke or not. Because Nikki kind of like laughed at one point. But then Miley looked so confused. But then she told a joke about something.
Did she? Did she tell a joke?
And at first I was like, I think they're joking. Well, I don't like understand.
I knew, I knew they weren't when Miley's voice was like, okay, Nikki, congratulations.
Right. That's what made it seem to me like, no, she wasn't playing. Yeah. So like, I was like, I don't know if she was supposed to pass it to her and Nikki said it in a way she wasn't prepared for. Or
right,
because
her
happened?
Face was like, whoa, what just happened?
Exactly.
So,
Miley, what's good?
Watch what the fuck you say. Talking about, oh, well, we're all in the industry and when you get
shut your mother
in the media, they twist
up
things. Bitch, they didn't twist a goddamn thing. You said what the fuck you said and you thought Nikki was not going to say nothing to your ass
and
about
it. In fact,
it.
Bitch, it was a think piece. She went on to talk about Nicki Minaj and that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And awards and this, that, and the third. And Black
and
Lives.
And gave her whole irrelevant opinion.
And then went on to go perform with a bunch of drag queens to promote an album called Miley Cyrus and Her Dead Pets.
And had a troop of trans youth come out to introduce her ass. A whole group of disenfranchised young people of various
because
shapes, sizes,
pansexual.
Ethnicities. Right. Because to talk about.
So anyway,
because she's
Nicki Minaj, you know, let her ass have it.
Girl,
did you see somebody, one of her alleged fans tattooed Miley What's Good on their leg?
Did they really? Listen, somebody, I don't condone it, but that's funny. Miley What's Good, that will live on. I will say that for years. Like,
and you know what? When she laughed and I thought it was a joke at first, I realized that I feel like Nicki did what I sometimes do, which is say something kind of rude and be dead ass serious and then realize, shit, this might be more trouble than it's worth right now.
Mm.
And so she just laughs it off. So
or she did that shit you do when you laugh right before you sock somebody in their goddamn throat, either way you want to look at it. Because it's been plenty of times that I will laugh in the middle of cussing somebody out because I'm thinking about how joyful I'ma feel when I hit you in your fucking face. So, I mean, because it looked to me like if you looked after that moment, after Nicki started smiling, that she was just like,
and then when
don't
Miley said whatever,
bitch.
She yes. literally like, don't play with me,
don't
bitch.
Don't play with me, bitch.
She kept saying that. And I was like,
you know what?
Again, I have to live for Nicki because really I think what was happening was Nicki was saying to her, like, you think I'm finna sit here while you're hosting this award show and I'm not gonna let you know what time it is. In fact, I'm gonna throw you off because you're already doing a piss poor job at hosting this award show. So now I wanna see what you're gonna say to me after I call your ass out. Because what I do know is that you not gonna come over here and fight me.
And MTV knew what they was doing when they had Nicki ass on that stage.
Oh, absolutely.
So 100%.
Oh, 1,000%. For sure. And thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that. But what, Nick, you ain't gonna see me at craft services.
Nope.
You're not coming to a bitch trailer. Like, what you are going to do is keep my motherfucking name out your mouth. Because all I'm gonna do is say these few words and remind you that I'm not the one to fuck with.
That's really it. Don't talk all this shit and then you can't back it up. Talking, blaming it on the fucking interview.
Shut your dumb ass.
Right. Tired asshole.
Kanye West
is mentally ill and probably needs to be medicated.
Kanye West was just fucked up and is also probably, you know, has something going up, you know, in his noggin.
Mm-hmm.
But he was presented with the Video Vanguard, the Michael Jackson.
I
feel like it's very
important
to say the Michael Jackson part because you have to keep in mind who they're giving the award to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And where it started. That's all I'm saying. So
Just a reminder that Michael Jackson is the pioneer of these videos you hoes are so pressed and thirsty and desperate about. And anytime we award somebody for their talent in making music videos, we will reference Michael Jackson, because without that nigga, none of you niggas would be here. And you're welcome.
Real quick, do you know who needs a fucking Video Vanguard Award?
Missy Elliott.
Missy Misdemeanor.
Yes, I think we said this last year.
Are you fucking kidding me? Where's Missy's goddamn... Missy
has never...
The fact
that Justin Timberlake got one before Missy, and all of Missy's videos are iconic.
Every one. Girl, Missy Elliott never played with a music video.
Are you
fucking kidding me?
Never did.
That's probably why we haven't gotten the Missy album in so long. It's because she probably has five
videos,
albums and
is videos.
Like, I don't like none of this shit. Like, she probably is just like, not good enough. I feel like she sets the bar so high for herself. Anyway, so they gave Kanye this award. Again, it was presented by Taylor, who came out and said something so fucking corny that she probably saw on Reddit or something.
A lie. Talking about that was the first album she bought on iTunes. College Dropout
her
or
brother.
Graduation, something. The first album you bought on iTunes was Kanye West, little girl. Who believes that?
And you just telling us this now after they spent all those years dragging his black ass?
I think if that was true, then the first thing you would have said after Kanye snatched the mic from your ass, deservedly so, was, I can't believe this happened. I'm a huge Kanye West fan. I bought his album when I was fucking 11. I know all the lyrics. No, you just be saying shit to be saying it. Like,
whatever.
Slowly you're getting me on this side of like Taylor Swift is a demon. Like, I'm being converted because she's just constantly full of shit.
Keep your eyes open. That's okay. All I'm saying, people.
Stay woke.
Kanye went up on stage, got the award. Now, I'm pretty sure that, like, Beyonce got the award. She performed.
Yes, she did.
I'm not sure who else has received the award and performed.
Justin Timberlake did.
Yeah, Justin performs for 3 days.
Yes, he did. That long ass. He was on tour with Jay-Z then. I remember that.
So, yeah. You know, people were kind of expecting Kanye performance.
Been a few of these. I think this is only like the fourth or fifth person to receive it. It's
many
a pretty
people
new
have
award.
Got it.
Yeah.
So people thought, okay, he's about to come up here and talk about like iPods and quote Toy Story and equate it to life. I don't know. So, you know, whatever. So I thought that would be good. And he goes up there and he instantly starts rambling. And I'm like, yes, at some point he's going to pause and pull that bedazzled mask out of his back pocket, put it on and start,
yes,
you know,
we're
going to
get all the hits.
And he just continues to ramble, and then he like pauses and then keeps saying, bruh, like over and over again. And Kim is sitting there, you know, looking pleased as punch, even though you don't know what he's talking about.
Nobody did, right? The nigga could not complete one thought. Like,
but, you know, supporting her husband. And
not that she has a choice.
I feel like you were the only one who really was maybe paying attention because you thought it was that funny. Meanwhile, like,
you kept muting the TV
because it was excruciating. Like, it hurt so bad to keep watching that. It was like, and then I can't remember if he said he drank or smoked or what to take the edge off, but he wasn't sober.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Of course not.
And so that obviously didn't help. If anybody knows, you should not try and have a serious discussion when you're high or drunk.
Mm-mm.
It is me.
Yes.
So I don't know why no one had that talk with Kanye.
Because nobody could tell Kanye anything.
Probably not.
That's exactly it. Nobody is.
Even Amber says she tried to tell that nigga to put the Hennessy down and he wouldn't listen. So,
right.
Kanye
is hard-headed. That is not a surprise.
He
didn't really say anything worth repeating, though. It was just him being ridiculous. And then.
Then he said. And then he said, yeah, you all probably know by now or whatever, I'm running for president in 2020. And then he dropped the mic and left the stage.
Right.
Nobody got to hear Good Life through the wire. Bitch, we didn't get nothing. Nothing. He literally took his award and told us he's running for president. And then beat feet.
In prison gear. In his fucking prison khakis.
And that's probably why his wife had bitched it on while y'all were making fun of her. Now listen, I'm sick of y'all doing this shit for two reasons. A, because I don't like to feel sorry for Kim Kardashian.
But-
and B, I felt bad. I feel bad for you. Like, of all the things you can make fun of that woman for, you gonna choose her gaining weight when she pregnant? Like,
I don't think it's gaining weight. I think it's the how interesting her body looks when nature tries to take over the surgery, and how, like, the natural beauty of pregnancy and then all the shit that she has done to her body are not really working together.
Kim Kardashian, even outside of surgery, I don't think would have been like a thin girl, you know.
No,
so
I don't think anybody's making fun of her for being fat, and I'm not making fun of her, you know, she's pregnant, like, it is what it is.
She big. A lot of y'all hoes be pregnant as hell and be in all kinds of weird shapes out here. We still try to celebrate the beauty of pregnancy and make sure you have a healthy mother. Anyway, see, I am defending her, right. I don't even this is all y'all's fault.
I won't make fun of her, but I'm not gonna defend her because I can't stand
and you know
that lady.
I kind of blame Kanye. Because I could definitely see her being like, you know, I'm just going to wear something, you know, really flowy in the front or like a really big flower in my stomach. And he was like, nah, what you going to do is celebrate Metal Gear Solid 5 and put on this motherfucking...
Not a Broadway show.
This sand colored...
this fucking
cargo
army green, right?
Dress.
This fucking fatigue shit. This fucking utility dress with cargo pockets and shit. What is
God
that?
Bless her.
God damn, they are weird.
So,
but I do want them shoes that Kanye had on. I'm just not, you know, going to pay $350 for them, but I did like them.
What are his shoes?
A wheat colored, yeah, whatever color that is, them Yeezys.
No.
All right, and that's fine.
Macklemore can also go to hell. You know, this is the thing.
Are we going to sit here and list everybody who could kiss our ass?
Listen, I watched the fucking Video Music
Awards.
You did.
I'm proud of you.
And I'm giving my honest commentary.
You did not want to do it.
Tori Kelly. Justin Bieber's swoop made me laugh. Why was Justin Bieber bawling?
Justin Bieber literally copied Chris Brown's redemption performance at the BET Awards.
The whole...
From start to finish. The whole thing was a ripoff of Chris Brown. You come back after a couple years gone from the stage. You run through a couple songs. You dance, twirl around a little bit, dazzle the ladies, give them a smile, and then break down at the end and cry and thank God for the second... Like... It was all Chris Brown. The only difference is white people are actually going to give Justin Bieber another chance.
Like, that's
literally that is really it. Because, you know, once black people fuck up, that's it for life. Like,
I was like, I just assumed that he couldn't handle, you know, the burden of all the black men he was stealing from. And that's what
he outgrew his nigger phase. And yeah. So, you know, he's ready to team up with some electronic music superstars and, you know, make that good white money.
Because that new song he has sounds like Cheerleader to me.
That Where Are You Now song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes electronic music has, like, the tendency to all sound the same if you're not, like, really into it, especially for me. Like, it's very few electronic or dance tracks that I'm like, okay, yeah, this is hot. It starts to all kind of run together and sound the same.
Whatever. His feathery blonde bangs were entertaining for me. I just am not prepared for another era of mediocre-ass Macklemore music that's going to be celebrated as hit record after hit record simply because he's white and has the balls to be rapping, even though he ain't never been to hood in his life.
Mm.
Like, he's gonna take all of this, these samples from Kool Moe Dee and shake every black hand and kiss all your babies' heads and braid their hair for them and do all of this shit so, you know, black people will not necessarily have many reasons to dislike him besides the fact that he's garbage and he's successful anyway.
Yeah.
Because he can't do shit about that. That's literally what he wanted to do.
That's probably true. But, so, I mean, better him than Iggy Azalea, who popped her ass up out of the fucking abyss to ruin Demi Lovato's already shitty
performance.
I wouldn't
say better. I would say equal.
Oh, no. Because at least Macklemore understands that he doesn't deserve all the shit he's received. At least he acknowledges... However shittily that, you know, he is in a position because of his whiteness and people rock with him because he's like a safe rapper. He at least understands that. Iggy really feels like she is being slighted
but
in the rap industry.
But even when Macklemore does this shit, it's always with this energy of like, let me explain to the entire world how much I love niggas and I respect the black. Like when he posted that fucking text message he sent to Kendrick Lamar or whatever, like. Did you send it to him? Like, I just don't. What I'm saying is I'm equally good on seeing or hearing from either one of them ever again.
And that's fine.
Your music is not good. Okay. You're not a songstress.
What did Iggy even say, like, during her fucking verse? It was like she popped up out of nowhere. Like, she told MTV, look, don't announce me. I don't want nobody to get mad in advance. Like, I don't want people to be hating. She just popped her ass up out of nowhere, ran off a couple of lines, and then just disappeared out of nowhere. Like, who is still bringing this bitch back? Who is asking for Iggy Azalea? We all know it's over for you. Like,
that white girl from X Factor who performed with her.
And that song, the all three Demi Lovato stands were mad at me because I said that song was fucking terrible and that performance was. But it just
They're
is. They're
gonna be mad
like,
at me too. That shit sucked.
It was awful, and I don't understand. I don't know Demi Lovato's purpose. I've never been a fan of hers. But if that performance was supposed to sway me, then bitch, no. The answer is no.
And take off that Lil Kim that Lil Kim outfit. And why did you have on this Lil Kim?
Because people used to make fun of her for being fat, and so she's doing. It was like a Rebel Wilson, but like a size 10 version.
Oh yeah.
It was like, oh, look at me, I'm a little chubby.
You know what, that's probably why her fans were pissed, because I think Demi Lovato is one of those artists that has been very open about whatever, because I know that she said something about, I don't know if it was like bullying or like
rehab or something for like an eating disorder, something she went through, something real Disney. But
I don't feel any type of way about her. No, I just don't give a fuck about that song.
Either.
I thought the performance was horrible. And then to make it even worse, you brought this bitch looking like Mrs. Potato Head
off
the goddamn ground, still talking about she did this and that and fucked her fucking body. Like, okay.
I hope your label made you do that, because why would you bring Iggy Azalea out to improve your performance? Nobody fucks with Iggy Azalea. Like,
out of the ground.
You dragged her ass out. What happened to her being pregnant by an NBA player? Was that just
true.
A lie? Okay, well, she can go. I'm over her. And it's time for her to go home. What else happened at the VMAs?
We've been literally talking. I mean, I'm done with the VMAs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Adele's got an album coming out in November.
So she says. She said that shit last year, too.
Well, they say it's November. I believe her. I told you I thought that she was just going to come at, like, December 31st. At, like, 11:55 p.m.
I wouldn't be surprised if she came just in time for holiday season, though, just to make sure she got her money, because everybody is in a gift-giving mood. Everybody's in a purchasing mood, and her album is very highly anticipated. Like I said at the Atlanta show, fucking 21 has been on Billboard for like 236 weeks now.
25 million
units,
bro. It is
still on fucking Billboard today. Like, that album.
The album's 21.
And the new
this
one is
one's
called
25.
Bitch, and it's still selling. How? Like, it's selling. It's outselling new shit. It's not even like at the very bottom. It's not like barely on Billboard. Like, that thing is actually doing like surprisingly
her
well.
Her baby
got
to be coloring Inside the Lines by now.
That little nigga
and
about
that
to go to kindergarten.
Still on Billboard.
Yes, hiding out in England. What? We're so ready, Adele. Frank Ocean, I don't know where the fuck you at. I'm trying not to lose my patience. I love you, but like, where the fuck are you? Like, where
Frank
are you?
Is probably...
Don't say this. He's not somewhere with some long-haired, light-skinned, verse top.
I didn't get that specific. I wasn't going to say anything that specific.
Well,
I was simply going to say he's probably enjoying his life and the decision.
Okay.
But he chooses to make, you know, in and out of the home. Cynthia Bailey... apparently kicked fellow housefly of Atlanta, Portia Williams, in the stomach.
Oh, damn.
During a taping of Real Housewives.
Like, kicked her hard, like with her shoe on?
Well, first they said that she had to go to the hospital. Now I'm hearing that she didn't go to the hospital, but everyone seems to agree that she did kick the shit out of that bitch, literally.
Well, like, it couldn't have been that bad then, because, you know, these bitches will go to the hospital or the doctor immediately if something happens.
Remember when Portia beat, well, she didn't really beat Kenya's ass, but remember when Portia gave it to Kenya
and then she
fell out crying?
Yes. Like, it hurt her to beat Kenya's ass.
I embarrassed myself. But girl, you thought that the Underground Railroad said, watch out for the closing door.
You've been done embarrassed yourself, sweetheart. This is not your first time at the embarrassment rodeo. You've been around this track before.
Portia thought that the Underground Railroad had a speaker that said, next stop, freedom.
Right.
The
All you
north.
Have to do is just take the stairs, swipe your slave metro card.
The other side. Thank you for writing that.
You're now approaching the Mason-Dixon line. Like, it doesn't work like that. Stupid ass bitch. Dumb asshole. Anyway.
Stand clear of Massa, please.
way.
So they're saying that Portia was apparently really drunk during a taping that happened on a boat, like a booze cruise or something.
Oh, booze cruises are fun.
Boy. I guess we'll see. But from what I've read, they got into it. Portia was really drunk, really obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And eventually, Cynthia, you know, broke her.
Well.
And then Portia got kicked off the boat.
They
but I guess we'll see.
Do something to keep the dramatics up since Baloo is gone. So they're going to have to do something to make sure people are tuning in.
Damn right.
And I am honestly not mad at this. Cynthia is boring as hell. Like, I just, nothing about her
moves me. It's about time, though.
Yeah, it's, and when I heard it was Portia, I was like, that's believable. Because Portia got a terrible habit of being dumb as fuck, but also running her fucking mouth like she knowing what she talking about. Like,
y'all playing with swords?
She's like, Portia, girl, do you know anything?
You playing swords?
God, bitch, you don't know history. You don't know language. You don't know math. Like, girl, what subject were you good at? Titties? Weave? What can you do?
Pretty! Taken care of 101.
Woo!
Anyway, whatever. I think the gays like Portia because she's cute.
Oh, you know what? But cute or having cute clothes or a nice body, that's not enough reason to go up for somebody. But that's all it takes for some of y'all.
Well, you don't. Anyway.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars. Mm-mm. Their new cast consists of Alex Scarlato.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
He's an Army National Guard specialist from Sacramento, California. Recently made headlines when he and two childhood friends heroically took down a gunman on a Paris-bound train.
Okay.
So he's a nigga who was in the news for saving people.
All right, well, okay.
Alexa Vega from Spy Kids, who apparently is married to the nigga from one of the guys from Big Time Rush.
Spy Kids. Big Time Rush.
That I don't expect you to know, but Spy Kids. The girl from Spy Kids.
Spy Kids came out in 2001. I was 19 years old.
There were several Spy Kids movies. Three of them had her in them.
Okay. Well, did the franchise start in 2001? Because, it looks like it did. So if I didn't see the
Andy
first
Grammer,
one.
Bindi Irwin.
Oh, Steve Irwin's daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cute.
Shaka Khan.
I'll be tuning in for for my Amy Shaka. I sure will. Yes. Shaka Khan is life, bitch. Come on.
Gary Busey. Some guy named Hayes
Gary
Greer.
Busey is off drugs.
You're right. Kim Zolciak.
Bitch.
Who already attempted to whip and Nene.
All right.
To no avail.
So that lets me know her husband's not playing football no more.
Nick Carter. Victoria Espinosa.
The Backstreet Boy? Jesus, they are really pulling out everything.
Tamar Braxton. And of course, Paula Deen.
Have you seen the promo? The video? If y'all haven't seen it, you have to Google Paula Deen Dancing with the Stars promo. You have to see this video. It is.
I can't laugh, it hurts.
This bitch. In this sequin, the sparkly, like, purple gown.
Madam, what are you doing?
And they got fucking...
And she was so excited to dance along to that rap-ass Atlanta trapping.
And I know they just had, like, some PA behind the camera going, okay, whip now. Okay, Nene, it's like this. Put your hand up.
Like this?
She looked like somebody was coaching her ass from behind the camera.
Why?
Paula Deen is jigging to fucking whip, watch me nay nay, which is something that is reserved really for people like 8 and under to be cute on the internet and do.
I love how white people can always do like really or say very, very, very racially offensive things. Whatever. They can just do like the most awful things. As long as they have a certain amount of money and influence, they'll always be forgiven. You take a break for a little minute, let the, you know, heat transfer to some other races. And then you come back out with whatever piss poor show you can or join a cast. And then, you know, you're back in there. I mean, it always happens.
Paula Deen called employees niggas and had like slave themed functions at the restaurant and dressed up in blackface.
I probably
and
didn't
still
see shit wrong
has
with
a
it.
Job. And she's on ABC, a major fucking network.
Huge.
Like, what do white people have to do to not be invited places anymore? Like, how bad does it have to... Look at white people. White people have let Donald Trump become the forefront like the forerunner in the Republican presidential race. Like they have let him be the number one candidate. He's leading in all the polls. Like, white people, you're nonsense. You have to stop this. This is ridiculous. You cannot continue to let dumbass white people get away with shit just because they're white. Pauline has no place on television. What is she doing? We all know her big crazy country Butterfield ass cannot dance. So why is she on this show?
Paula Deen needs to be real about this. And when they call her out, she needs to just walk to the middle of this fucking dance floor and show everyone how to make sweet tea.
Okay.
And then go home. Because, girl, you're not going to win anymore.
If she's not coming out here talking about some sweet potato biscuits, I don't want to hear it. You can keep it. Bitch, it's none of my business. I don't, ugh, whatever. Fucking Paula Deen. That fucked up my day.
So that is this week in You Don't Feel That with Soul.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break and come back. Listen, numbers are very, very important parts of life, whether it's your age, your IQ, that number you saw on your baby daddy's phone. But one of the most important numbers in your life is your credit score. So check out Credit Karma. There's no catch. They've never asked for your credit card number. Everything on their site is absolutely free, and it'll have a huge impact on your finances. If anything, like with me, where I had to check my credit score when I was moving into a new place, the number is always useful, and Credit Karma doesn't just show you the score and send you away. They break everything down and show you how your actions affect your score. Like if you use too much of your credit limit, your score can go down. Had no idea.
Yep. So it's super dope how Credit Karma lets you kind of take over and know your credit score. And they also give you the tools to manage your credit score better. They also provide free credit monitoring alerts. So if something fishy comes up, you can check your report and see if it's legit. Like seriously, 25% of people in U.S. have errors on their credit reports. And with Credit Karma, you can check your reports whenever you want. And it's absolutely free. You can get started today by texting READ to 89800 to download the free Credit Karma app and get started now. You'll also get free tips and suggestions to help you manage your credit, free credit monitoring, and free alerts when your score changes. So again, text READ to 89800 to download the free Credit Karma app today and get started. You absolutely need to know your credit score. It's super important. So check them out and we'll get back to the show.
So we're back and it's time for listener letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktherita@gmail.com and we may just read them aloud on the show. So, where do we start? There's a question here about being a gay man, but it's not like the typical gay man questions. Do you feel like doing that or nah?
Sure.
Okay. So this question is, it's literally says, from Kenny, this question is more for Kid Fury, but Crystal, your input would also be lovely. I'm a gay male living and working in New York City, and over the years, I've noticed how other men occasionally hold doors for me and say or gesture after you while entering and exiting an elevator. I'm 5'8". I'm in shape with no visible disabilities, and I've always thought that maybe the rule is first women, children, and elderly, then men in order of height. Most recently, I met a potential, but he's put a lot of thought into this. I met a potential client through a mutual friend. We met up to discuss business and do research, and I noticed he held every door and elevator for me, like I previously stated. It was a little awkward after the third time, and it makes me wonder if he was unconsciously doubting my manhood or just being super polite.
Or maybe he wanted to do your butt.
I'm not the most masculine man, and I'm Jesus. And I'm not a femme queen either. I'm not disturbed by his gestures, but I generally don't like to be treated like a quote unquote girl because I'm a man. Do you think this is a question of manhood or him and other men alike simply just being polite? Have you ever experienced a situation like this? Best, Kenny. And then he says some stuff about how much he loves you and you're just the best in the whole world. So, oh, very sweet. Thanks, Kenny.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't think that it sounds maybe like you might have more of an issue with the way that you feel about yourself. He said he's 5'8".
Yeah.
It might be like a Napoleon complex. No shade.
You think so?
Yeah, because first
of all, I've never heard of straight men holding the door for gay men, but then again, I guess I wouldn't have ever heard of
yeah,
that.
Maybe you say that you're in shape or whatever. Maybe, you know.
Maybe you're just fine.
You got some creeps. That's what it is. I don't know. Because I'm 5'8"-ish. I'm 5'8".
Okay.
But I was lied to. I thought I was 5'9 for like 25 years.
Well, I mean, really, it's an inch. What difference does it really make?
A whole bunch.
Really?
Yes.
If you're 5'8", shouldn't you just be happy you're 5'8"? I'm only 5'3".
You're a woman.
But still, 5'3 is short for a girl. And that's on the short side. Like, 5'3 is tiny.
5'8 is short for a guy, too.
All right. Well, you still tower over me. So
I mean, I don't care, but I actually like being small. Because I like tall guys.
Oh, okay. Well, it just works right on out. You just get to be the little spoon.
Or anyone who at least, you know, just can look snuggle at me at eye level. But, you know, taller guys.
But see, I cannot stand girls or guys who are like my height. I can't do that.
I can imagine.
It feels real awkward. It's kind of like looking at a child. Like, I don't know why. Just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, looking at you at my...
Yeah. It's like, because honestly, there are fifth graders taller than me. So it's just a little... I just
but
need
some
you to be...
short people... I was going to get graphic.
Were you? Were you going to say something about how they're not far from the ground, so it don't take much for them to get in there?
Ew, no.
Okay.
I was going to say, short niggas feel like they got shit to prove, so they'll probably drill you.
Oh, I don't know why. Whoa. I don't know why my mind is
what you said
gut
was worse.
I know.
Yes, it was.
I said I know.
Oh, okay. So listen, yeah.
Shit.
I don't think that, I don't know. Maybe you should try beating them to the door next time and holding it open for them. I don't really know. It's a very interesting question. But again, I think it sounds more like maybe you feel a little insecure about either your height or the way that you're perceived by, you know, guys. Men have held the door open for me before, but I've never thought anything of it. I'm usually just surprised somebody was kind enough to do that because I hold the door open for everyone. Like, I hold the door, especially women. That's just something I've done since, like, kindergarten. So
right.
I don't, you know.
Maybe this guy is just, like, Southern or country or just really, like, polite. He's just raised with good manners and he just opens the door for people.
Right. Because in New York City, I'm not surprised are surprised that anybody would be polite. Because most people, every time we go down south,
rude.
Like when we came back, we were in Atlanta and people were just like, oh, hi, how are you? Just walking by.
Right. And we were
saying
like,
hello. We're like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here, ask me, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch?
Like, you just go talk to me.
Right.
So I'm just right here and you just gonna talk to me.
Like, how the fuck you want me to be? Fuck you mean? Like,
this fucking city will do that to you.
It literally will. It's so funny.
Make you look at people crazy for being polite.
Yeah. I don't know. Experiment. The next time one of these niggas opens the door for you, if you look back and he's kind of cute, I don't know, wink. Flash him a little something and see if he follows you to produce. I
you
don't know.
Do that and let us know how that goes.
It just seems like people are being nice to you and you're upset. I don't know why.
I mean, I think often people kind of take their own personal insecurities and project them on everybody else. Like, oh, everybody is looking at me for this thing that I think is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whatever else. So maybe that's it. But good luck to you regardless. Hope that works out. Our next question comes from Amber, who says, I heard last week that you guys are Married to Medicine fans, and I personally stand for that show. So my question to you guys is, who is your favorite wife on Married to Medicine, and who do you really not see it for? Personally, I love Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Simone. What do you guys think about Lisa Nicole and her husband?
Doesn't he feel right to answer this question without Asante and Dustin?
I know, because we...
Oh, my God. Please send this question to the Friend Zone podcast, too, so they can answer.
So Frank can sit there like, who? Because Fran don't even have a TV. She don't play.
She don't give a fuck about this shit.
None of them hoes.
Who's
your favorite wife? Let's start with who's your favorite wife on Married to Medicine?
Dr. Jackie.
Yeah, but Dr. Jackie.
That's not even fair. Who doesn't like Dr. Jackie?
Dr. Jackie and Dr. I love Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone's like friendship because they consistently seem like, look, girl, we're the two who have our shit together.
Like, we have
grown lady doctors. We're raising families. We've got wealth. We're not out here trying to stunt for the gram. We're just out here being
Simone
rich.
Beat your ass, though.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Simone is definitely, like, the gully one.
She is.
She told them kids they couldn't ride her new fucking Benz or whatever car she got.
Simone acted like she went to an inner city school and told everybody she was going to make it out the hood, and she did.
I was going to say, Simone made it.
But she'll still beat your ass.
Simone made it out. Simone grew up on like government peanut butter and like fucking wig.
And always say that she won't go have
she
to.
Knew,
and she
knew, yes.
Did.
And she said one day,
right,
my kids is going to live in Buckhead.
That's what she asked anyway. I like Jackie and I do like,
they remind
I'm not
me
crazy
of my Amy.
Simone.
So, well, honestly, Dr. Jackie like reminds me of like my Amy in that kind of like, I'm a grown lady. I know, you know what I'm doing. I'm going to keep it real with you. But like, I'm not like a stick in the mud or like stuff.
And she's
up
level-headed
nothing.
And
yeah.
She always tries to be fair. She's just nice. Yeah. I don't think, you know, the rest of them.
I like Dr. Heavenly.
Dr. Heavenly is a riot. She is. That bitch is crazy.
Dr. Heavenly is funny because she is like a total bitch. And yeah. She don't care. She will shade care. The fuck out of you and just keep right on. Like, won't even blink. Just
that's where her daughter get it from.
And see, Allura got a smart mouth. Mm-hmm. Allura got a grown woman's mouth.
And she's smarter.
Don't do that.
She's a smart little girl.
She's smart, like, to the point where I bet she has a hard time keeping friends because she probably corrects them all the time. Like, oh girl, why would you come to my house and you don't have your facts together? Honestly, what? I don't even
you don't know the square root Googles of 64.
She's a little like us, honestly, except she's like six, so. Yeah. But then Lisa Nicole, I think, is pointless. Quad, I cannot with her ass. I just, bitch,
you know what, I used to not like Quad because I thought that she spoke way too much like a drag queen, or
and
like,
she does,
and she
and her wigs are
absolutely
so bad. She is no.
I don't know. Quad makes me laugh sometimes.
How? With her dumb birdness? With her dumbass bullshit?
No, because sometimes she just says shit that is, like, really funny. I don't know why. Okay. And, like, when she... I honestly feel like there are maybe 15 people who are listening to this who know what we're talking about.
No, I think a lot more people watch this show than you think they do.
Really?
Yeah, people are into it, so.
When she got into it with Lisa Nicole Clout. When she got, every time, oh every my time God, she it's says Lisa. So funny. When she got into her, I thought that the way, like, you know, she didn't try to, I don't know. Quad is just like much, but I don't like dislike her anymore. I actually kind
of
like
she
Quad.
Sat there and act like her dog fashions are just the most groundbreaking shit of all time, and like charges $600.
But why you playing a game? And please know I don't give a fuck. But why you playing a game? If she markets that shit well, she will bank off of these white people who love to paint their poodles pink and green and blue and put fucking polos and
shit. But there are already so many options for clothing for pets and like luxury clothing for, that's not even a new thing. I don't know why she's acting like that's some brand new shit.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she is, you know, an innovator. It's a lucrative business if you know, play your cards right.
So Lisa Nicole and her husband, he's gay, right? Like, we agree that he's a homosexual. We agree that her husband, he looks like a fucking Smollett. He looks like he's part of the Lions family. That? Because he does. He is beige as fuck. He looks like a fucking DeBarge. He does. That nigga is like...
Say DeBarge.
Well, he does. Okay, but he...
He really does.
You're not going to look at him and say he don't look like he couldn't be in the Smollett family with Jesse and Journey and all the rest of them, because he does.
The majority of the Smollett family is attractive.
I'm not saying he's like, oh, so you don't think he's cute?
Lisa's husband?
Yeah.
Lisa's husband looks like a dish rag.
He's cute like in a Gaston kind of way, like Beauty and the Beast. Like he's like exaggerated masculinity. Like,
nah, bro.
It seems to me like he's trying super hard to look masculine to cover up the fact that he's truly a homosexual.
He looks like he may have been attractive in high school. And he looks like he probably also had a Jerry curl back then.
I just don't understand why she's still going around getting mad at bitches, yelling and throwing drinks and acting a fool behind a man who has cheated on her like 7 times. And like, it shouldn't even be a surprise to you that your husband might have kids out there, or he was paying strippers and looking at
that
pussy
bottom
in the
came
club
to me and was like, I thought at this point, and Lisa needs to just Quad. Be like, oh, who didn't? You want a drink? Like,
we're supposed to believe that Quad didn't hire that little boy to come on camera and say that. 1,000%.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't know
this young man
this.
I've never seen before.
And she looks so fake shocked.
And just, oh my goodness, honey, the tea is so hot. Fucking hate her. I don't know how you tolerate her ass.
I used to not like her just because of that's how she talks, but some of the shit that she says, some of the things she said recently have been funny. And I also feel like whenever she's gotten into it with people, they have been like aggressively mean to her.
Well, I mean, but she's aggressively stupid, so maybe they feel like they have to fight fire with fire.
But you can be fair.
Quad doesn't say smart things. People, I don't feel like people are like mean to her. Like,
you playing sword? Do we have another one?
She's like Drea. Let's see.
Quad ain't that dumb. Drea started a clothing line called Fag.
Okay, that's true.
Next question.
But, all right. Okay.
And she looks like if all the raindrops were lemon drops and gum drops.
All right. So I'm going to just ignore that. Our last question comes from, I see the word herpes here. So this will be fun.
Sure.
Anonymous, and it says,
I bet.
My best friend's amount of stupidity has made me come down on her heavily very recently, and now I feel like such a hypocrite, and this is why. My best friend sleeps around. We pretty much all do in our crew, but
okay.
Hey.
That's right.
If that's what y'all do, then that's what y'all do.
You better live in it.
The only difference is that she has a boyfriend and is having protected sex with him, but unprotected sex with everybody else.
Wait, what?
She's not bringing the coochie critters home to her man. They're using condoms, but she's fucking everybody else raw.
But you...
This has resulted in an unwanted pregnancy for my friend. I've been trying to help her through her decision-making process, all while cringing underneath. I'm trying not to be too hard on her, but along with some other things that she's done, I'm kind of over her. That is until I started having symptoms of my own of an STD. I always use condoms, so you can imagine my surprise. I'm getting tested today, but I'm 99% sure this is herpes because another one of my friends has a confirmed case and the exact same symptoms. My question
is... with each other? Oh, y'all must be fucking...
No, I don't think so. That would be too much.
Is my herpes question, like super... I don't want
to... My question
is... You know I'm a hypochondriac and
yes,
I'm already
and I'm
not feeling
We're
good.
Itching like, right now. The question, should I tell my friend and risk the I told you so? We have another friend who allegedly had herpes, and when the two of them fell out, the world knew her status because my best friend ran around and told everybody.
God damn!
I need comforting right now, and she's like the sister I've always confided in. I'm not sure what to do. Please help. Oh, girl. Anonymous. This is a lot.
Y'all need prep. Or hope, or whatever they got.
I was
going to
say, do
that.
They have the ads for them pills? Whatever it's called that they have around the city now. So listen, this is a pickle. But I, based off what you've told me, I'm not sure I would run and tell this friend off top, just off the strength that she has the tendency to run her mouth and spread other people's business to the general public. Right. And clearly, if you wanted, you told us to be anonymous and this is a damn podcast. So obviously you don't want everybody in your life to know this about yourself. But at the same time, you know, when you're going through something shitty or hard like that, you do need like your friends around. So I'm hoping you have somebody else that you can trust, maybe family, even though it can be hard to talk to family about stuff like this. But like somebody around you that you can like lean on and really confide in, because this is some shit. But I also, I'm sure you realize this now, but there are some STDs that you can get even if you do use a condom, and herpes is one of them.
Definitely one.
So the fact that you use condoms all the time is very good, but it does not protect like completely against STDs, so that's something for the rest of y'all to keep in mind also. And as well, what would you do in this situation? Okay, you don't look at me. They're asking the both of us.
I can hardly deal with gas. Bitch, what are you talking? Herpes? Oh my god.
But do you, so like, do you go back to the friend who has a tendency to run her mouth, even though you kind of judged her already for being pregnant and, you know, fucking everybody in the world except your man? Like, without a condom, it's just bizarre.
I mean,
do you go back to her with that, or do you keep it to yourself?
Apparently, you all have copies of each other's medical history, so I don't even, I mean, I guess you might as well, but...
If this is like a click of hoe activity, then why can't you just kind of go to somebody else and be like, look, girl.
It seems like a no shame zone to me.
So, right. I be out in these streets just like y'all do, and I done got caught up. Like,
who?
Young people. Young people.
She don't even deserve to say I told you so, because, yeah, you may be itchy and scratchy right now, but at the same time, she has a man.
Itchy and scratchy.
Fucking around.
Right. That's the thing. Like,
and fucking him with a condom and barebacking the rest of the town.
Right.
That doesn't even...
Getting an STD doesn't make you a shameful person. But there is something fucked up about being in an exclusive relationship that you agreed to be exclusive in.
There are plenty of people who get STDs who ain't never did nothing to know.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Who slept with their wife or husband. You know, but the decisions that you make behind it.
Right. So, I mean, listen, the fact that she is like out here deliberately cheating on her man and being reckless about it is very, like, it just makes you go, so what? Like,
I just don't understand.
What are you interested
okay,
in?
So wait.
So you like raw sex. So you have it with
But
strangers?
You have a man. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Wouldn't you rather be pregnant by your man? Like, wouldn't you rather... Of all the foreign germs that you could let into your body, wouldn't you rather it be your man's? Like, why just...
You have consistent dick. apparently.
And that's what most of y'all hoes be worried about, so I don't get the issue here. Like, why would you...
But even if you were gonna be the girl, you know, who's like, or a guy, or whoever, who's like, you know, I got someone at home, but I'm still gonna, you know, go out here and be trifling.
Yeah, because that's what I do.
Why would you... Why... I don't know. You know, God bless you and the rest of you trap niggas, but I don't know what to do. Yeah, like, I agree with Crystal, and I feel like you should definitely find somebody that you wholeheartedly trust, that, you know, you can kind of lean on to, you know, support you emotionally and so on and so forth. But yeah. I'm sure, like, your friend sounds trifling enough to be like, I told you so, bitch. Mm-hmm. I told you. You got herpes, bitch.
I got pregnant. So
you need to upgrade to syphilis like a real hoe.
You stupid.
Herpes is for broke bitches.
What is wrong with you?
I have fake appendicitis.
Okay. All right, so that's enough. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, imagine, if you will, walking into a beautiful grocery store filled with all kinds of aisles of snacks personalized just for you. Now imagine if you don't even have to get your ass up off the couch and leave Maury. If you could just have those things sent directly to your house, bitch, you can. With Nature Box. I know a lot of y'all have been sending us pictures of your favorite snacks and things like that, like the strawberry lemonade, fruit stars,
yum,
and our... sriracha, cashews that we love so much. Listen, NatureBox has the most delicious snacks on the planet. It's really simple, and they'll send it directly to your home, office, P.O. box, wherever the hell you want.
Yes, plus NatureBox has a smart snack guarantee, so if there's ever anything you don't love, let them know and they'll replace it in the next month's box. You can pick out your snacks or have them send something randomly, and you can have it sent to home, work. You can choose the size of box that works for you and your family, and right now you can enjoy your first box on them. All you have to do is go to naturebox.com/theread and sign up today. Get that free trial box snacks. We know you're going to love it. It's time to snack smarter with The Read and Nature Box. And now let's finish the show.
Okay, so it's time for The Read.
It is.
I'm just going to go first because my read is actually, I think, quite short.
Okay.
And also because it feels like 300 toddlers are tap dancing inside of my cervix.
You're where now? Is it?
My imaginary cervix. Okay. Next to my imaginary appendicitis.
Okay, well, I'm yet praying for you.
So I just really want to very quickly discuss all of you queens who love to go to social events, social gatherings, the club, mm-hmm, brunch, hell, I don't know, wherever. And show off. Basically, this is for attention whores with attitudes. Because I don't understand how...
Oh, I know what this is about.
I don't know... I don't know how you can traipse on down to Zara and Urban and H&M every single weekend just to go out down to XL or La Marina or wherever the fuck else, which is fine. Okay? Totally fine. And you're going and doing all of this shopping or boosting or whatever to go down to the club and show off your fresh ass new outfit with an attitude. I just, you know, mm-hmm, you know, I'm already not very much of a people person. Yes. I'm a homebody, and the only times I even go to parties or anything social like that is to have a good time, dance, and then go the fuck home. I don't understand people who, A, go to party settings like that and just stand still and stare and like glare at people and like, ooh, you can't sit with us. Bitch, what? This ain't cafeteria. Like, I don't care. What are you looking at bitches like that for? Why do you have an attitude? Like, somebody trying to get to the bar and hear you looking crazy. Like, I just don't understand how time and time again, every weekend, you can bet your bottom dollar that you're going to go to a party, you're going to go to a club, gay, straight, black, white, or whatever, and you're always going to see that one bitch who came there specifically to show out and be seen and see and yet still has an attitude. Bitch, your whole entire livelihood is dependent on the motherfuckers at the club because the only reason you're there is to impress them. Why? I have no idea. But you simply want to come out to this bitch and feel validated in your brand new Chanel boots, Gucci, or your Louboutin sneakers or, you know, your Straight Outta Compton t-shirt or whatever the fuck. Like, your whole thing here is to find a gram moment and put it on the internet for the likes and to get more followers and all that shit, which is fair. Like, I'm not judging nobody. What I'm saying is, if that's you, bitch, you need to fix your motherfucking attitude. You can't be dependent on strangers for validation and then also have a stank-ass attitude to strangers, because they're the whole reason that you get by, because you're trying to impress them motherfuckers. Now, niggas like me, who live in attitude, now, it's one thing, like whoever that girl was who wrote in that email talking about, I saw Kefiri out on the street and I said that I liked his show and he said thank you and kept walking.
Like, she was so pissed that you weren't nicer.
Like, and she can stay that way. And in fact, she can hold her breath until she gets over it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I really don't give a shit about any of that. All I'm like, me personally, if I... You would have thought that that lady said, oh, hey, hello, Kefiri, I like your show, whatever, and I told her mother to, like, eat dicks and die.
Yeah.
Like, I said thank you. What else? You know what I'm saying? Because I understand wholeheartedly that sometimes the attitude is just to be expected. We're all human beings. We all have shit that we're going through or, you know, not going through or whatever. Any type of reason that can make you not necessarily want to smile, or your attitude could be off that day. And if I don't know you, then I'm not necessarily, especially in just a regular random setting, like out on a street, in the mall, in here, wherever. If I don't know you and you know, your attitude's a little off, I may pick it up. I may not even motherfucking like it. But it's one thing, it's a completely different thing for you to be at motherfucking Afropunk or some fucking jam and you just out here and everybody having a good time and you in this motherfucking this lace polo trying to show the fuck
bitch,
out.
Oh,
like, but have an attitude at the same time. If you don't take your motherfucking ass back home and FaceTime your mama so somebody can say something nice to you, bitch. Anyway, I'm done.
I hate when people come to the function with an attitude. Like, you see the rest of us here having a good time. Why,
like,
would you come in here with
what's
your
the
attitude?
Point? Right. Why not just stay at the motherfucking house? Because you wanted people to see you and be like, oh, I wonder where you get that. And that's fine. Mm. All I'm saying is, bitch, all you have to do is turn around and be like, it's Versace. And smile and keep walking. Fix your goddamn face, huh?
Yes, Versace.
You had a party.
I thought Versace was pronounced Versace for a long time. And don't get me started on Givenchy. I thought that shit was Givenchy till like 2011.
I'm a gay man, so I was pretty good on that early on, and I don't even really get it to like high fashion like that. But you know what? I could not pronounce Eniche.
Eniche? E-N-Y-C-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was E-Nice for the longest motherfucking time.
Yeah, until I heard, who said, you rock Eniche, I rock Gucci, I wear Gucci. Who said that in a rap song?
I don't know.
Maybe Jeezy.
I feel like Jay-Z was the first person I heard say Eniche, right?
Well, I feel like that was probably some New York shit, right? Wasn't that like a New York brand? There's been a few anyway, what are we even talking about? Okay. So
yeah, that's my shit. Fix your face if you're going to be at the party, girl.
Yes, amen. All right.
And
well,
furthermore, if you come to somebody else's...
No, just say it. You might as well get it out.
If you come to somebody else's function, especially gratis, speak. Out of respect, open your motherfucking mouth and be like, oh, hey, girl, you know, I'm here because I'm friends with your friend or whatever, and they just so happened to invite me, you know. Or at the very least,
that's
like,
the least
hey,
you
girl.
Can do. If you like tagging along to like a house party or something, you walk in and don't say hi to the host.
Can you imagine if somebody walked
house, like,
into your house that you're throwing a party
speak
at
to me?
And you don't know that bitch? And they
so you're
say,
in my home and you decided not to talk to me. Really? So who the fuck raised you? Where at? What the fuck?
If you don't slip on a banana peel, bitch, like I'm over
okay.
it. I'm done.
All right, so my read this week goes out to Kim Davis. I don't know if you've heard this story since you
bring did. It. Let's go there.
Oh, I guess you have.
Sure have.
Okay. So Kim Davis is the county clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, which sounds real backwoods and sister fucking me, if you ask me. It sounds real Appalachian, but anyway. Since the Supreme Court said that gay marriage is like an American right back in July, Kim has been refusing to issue marriage licenses in this random ass county in Kentucky. She has been sued multiple times and the Supreme Court has told her, listen, bitch, we weren't joking around. You need to get your shit together.
Right.
Like, this is your fucking job. You're going to do it. It's national
law.
This is the thing. Like, it's the law. We said so. We're in charge.
Which means you literally have to do
this. You have to. Everybody who lives here has to follow these rules that we make. That is like part of living here. That is just, but anyway.
It doesn't apply to them.
So today, Kim's bitch ass was found in contempt of court because she has steadfastly refused to issue marriage licenses. And now she is in the custody of U.S. Marshals.
Woo!
And she is refusing to sign, like, this paperwork that would let her deputies issue marriage licenses on her behalf. They were like, look, we'll let you out of jail. They don't want to do this. They dragged their feet punishing this white woman, okay? It was only just now today where they were like, look, we have to do something. Like, it's national news now that this bitch is breaking the law. And so finally they dragged her in to jail, and now they're saying, you know, oh, well, we'll let you out if you'll just sign this paper saying that the other niggas who work for you can give out the licenses and you just won't do it. And she still said no. And her whole reasoning behind this is that she's a Christian and God said no because faggots are gross and dykes are too. So the answer is just no. And she just won't give it out to nobody then if that's the rule. And she really feels like she has a case to stand on. Like, she really feels like this is her inalienable right as a white woman in America to deny rights to others. So this is the thing about Kim Davis. Kim Davis is refusing to issue these marriage licenses to gay and lesbians, despite the fact that she has been married and divorced three different times.
Come on.
Once in 1994, once in 2006, and then again in 2000. Her last marriage, the one before the one she's in now, I think lasted for less than a year.
She's trying to keep them shits because she knows she gonna need a few guys.
Not only has she been married and divorced three times, she's married now, this is her fourth marriage, but only her third husband because she married one of them twice. She gave birth to twins 5 months after she got divorced from her first husband. And he's not the father of those children. The third husband is. But the second one adopted them.
It's like the story couldn't get better.
And she has worked at this clerk's office for the entire, like, span of this whole shit. So you mean to tell me for, like, decades, theoretically, I guess, you have been working in this place, passing out marriage licenses to whoever the fuck wants, and sinning all that you fucking want to sin. All the goddamn sinning on the side. But now that the Supreme Court has decided that gays can get married and get some legal protection and some lower taxes and shit too, this is where you draw the fucking line. This goes back to that shit I said in Atlanta about how some people need to just come clean and say what it
we're
is.
Racist,
but these white people in Pittsburgh who are so mad over Michael Vick's contract, and yet they've been cheering on Ben Roethlisberger for the past decade, y'all don't get to all of a sudden claim morality when there's a fucking rapist at the helm of your goddamn team, and then all of a sudden this nigga who has been to jail over dogs gets a one season contract as a backup quarterback. Y'all got the nerve to be mad over a one season contract as a backup QB when this nigga has been raping college white girls since like 2000? Are you fucking kidding? Y'all need to just come out and say that you're racist. This coverage of them white people in Virginia, that whole shooting that happened and all that shit, it is so sad that those people died, but their videotaped murder has been like seized from the internet, and I've not seen it on New York One, CNN, MSNBC, none of those girls. I've not seen it one time, and it certainly has not been played in a fucking loop. I can't tell you how many times I saw John Crawford die in the aisles of Walmart. I cannot tell you how many times I saw Eric Garner being choked out by NYPD. That shit was replayed on the news like it was on Vine, just constantly like, oh, if you didn't catch Eric Garner dying the first time, wait 30 seconds and we'll air it again.
And for the life of me, I can't understand why you would even post it. Like, who wants to watch? Anyway, go
all ahead. You people who see something wrong when it happens to white people, but then when it happens to black people, you find all these excuses to justify. You just need to come out and say that you're racist. Kim needs to just come out and say, you know what? I'm a whole ass bigot, and that's all there is to it. Her lawyer is giving interviews comparing her to a Jew in Nazi Germany, talking about, oh, well, they came for the Jews and they wouldn't let them practice their religion, and eventually they got killed, and she's just like this, and Mike Huckabee's dumbass
that
came
where?
Out in fucking Nazi Germany.
Germany.
Mike Huckabee came out and
Nazi
said
era
Christians
Germany.
Are being criminalized in America, and he's gonna go to Kentucky and stand with Kim because this isn't right, and no Christian should be forced to do something against their religious beliefs and all that shit. But where was all of your support and all of your religious beliefs when black people who were actually serving God were gunned down in church? Where was your, oh, let me get up and go to Charleston, South Carolina, because I see that Christians are in trouble, because I see that a church has been targeted? Y'all don't never give a fuck about anything that happens to black churches. The fact that this crazy ass white boy came in and gunned down a bunch of Christians in the middle of Bible study did not move them at all. It instantly became about protecting Dylan Roof, defending Dylan Roof, making sure his ass got some Burger King before he went to Central Booking and
stop
shit.
Stop reminding people what that man's name is.
I'm saying.
I know. I'm just saying.
Being homophobic, being racist, being sexist is not a right. It is not. You do not have the right as an American citizen to practice hate against somebody else. That's not in the Constitution.
And
that's
furthermore,
not, that's not your birthright. Nobody told you that that was something that you were allowed to do by virtue of being here. The problem is that you're a white woman and nobody has ever told you no. And so you truly believed that you can just do whatever the fuck you want to without consequence. Like, nobody could ever just be like, okay, so girl, listen, the fact of the matter is that we're going to make you do something that you don't want to do. Even if this is against your beliefs, it doesn't make it a right for you. It doesn't mean that you are able to do this and there are no consequences or repercussions for your actions. White people are so used to just doing whatever the fuck they feel like and there never being any fallout or never being really anything that they have to do about it. But she gonna learn today.
Like,
because, girl,
what?
This is federal law. And
we've had the discussion.
We've
had the discussion of the separation of church and state and all of that shit for ever. And it was one of the main damn topics in, you know, the fight for gay rights.
Yes,
and so
was.
Now, girl, what they're saying is, yeah, you feel how you feel, and we respect that because America is supposed to be this place where, regardless of what you believe, or because regardless of your color or
theoretically
it's supposed to be this place where you can practice, you know, your own religious beliefs or cultural whatever, or be whatever color, and not be mistreated for that, be afforded the same exact rights. So while you do have one belief, and I don't think that anyone is disrespecting that by telling you the law is still a law and you have to do your job. And my thing is, I would really love if it was like any other religion. If it was any other religion and they said this same shit, they'd be like, girl, if you don't get the fuck out here before we blow your goddamn head off.
Can you imagine? Like, it would just never fucking work. You're not being denied your rights as an American citizen when we tell you that you have to follow the fucking law, because everybody in America has to follow the fucking law.
It's
regardless
the law.
Of whether you're even an American citizen. If you're here, you have to follow the American rules. And as somebody born and raised in America, there's no way that you don't know this. You're not above the law. Remember, the
what place doesn't have law? Like, everybody, it's the law.
And most of these same people who say, well, if you would just follow the law, then you don't have to worry about dying, and if you would just not break the law, then you wouldn't have to worry about police.
Exactly.
If Kim Davis died in the custody of the U.S. Marshals tonight, every last one of them people would be demanding answers and what the fuck happened, and somebody needs to be held accountable. But if Kim Davis had just been following the law, then she wouldn't be arrested now, right? It's not about the fucking law. White people break the law all the time. Y'all break the law every time you go over the speed limit. Everybody does it on every fucking, like, a daily basis. If you drive a car, you're probably breaking the law. People break laws all the time. It doesn't mean you deserve to die. And they can understand that when it comes to white people, because let Kim Davis die. Of course she's not, because she's a white woman. But let her be fucking murdered in police custody. It's going to be some totally different shit from what we saw with Sandra Bland. With Sandra Bland, it's going to be all this, oh, well, she was depressed and nobody really knew how sad she was, and she took this flimsy ass garbage bag and she was 5'11", but she hung herself in this jail. It's gonna be, see, all that bullshit, that won't be it. It'll be, find out what the fuck happened to this virtuous ass white woman, this child of Christ.
And they're gonna make a Lifetime movie about her, and the cover's gonna have a big cross made out of little tiny pictures of her face.
Man, and so that's really, like, that's my point. Your real belief isn't don't break the law. It's not don't hurt animals. It's not do as the Bible says. Your real belief is, I am fucking racist. I hate gay people. I don't like the thought of two niggas doing each other in the butt. I don't like the thought of women eating each other out. That is your true belief, and you're using everything else to justify your bullshit. Kim Davis and everybody else who supports her is a fucking bigot and needs to sit their asses down, because there's no justification for this shit. You don't get to use the Bible as an excuse or as a cover up or as a reason to not follow the goddamn law. You're an elected fucking citizen, bitch. You have, this is your job. Your job is to issue marriage licenses.
And if you don't want to
do that, then fucking quit. get another goddamn job then. That's what y'all tell everybody else. Oh, you're not happy with your situation, then change it. You don't get to tell the Supreme Court that they're wrong here, sweetheart.
What do you think that you are? Do you like the nerve?
You're some backwoods mayonnaise drinking, sloppy ass, slow eyed
moonshine
bitch
jugging
in the fucking backwoods of Kentucky, and you think you can tell the Supreme Court that you're not gonna follow the fucking law of the nation, bitch?
The
if
Supreme
the rest of us do, then you have to too.
Court.
How white do you have to be to think that you can overrule the Supreme fucking Court?
But Kim, the Supreme Court. I don't care. I don't
no,
care.
No, bitch, no, you don't understand.
I'm not
it's not the Supreme Court
dads
of Rowan County. It's not Judge Judy. It's not the. It's not even like the highest court in the state of Kentucky, bitch. This is the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
They literally. I don't.
It's the buck stops with the Supreme Court. That's the thing. You could argue with somebody all you want to, sue their asses back and forth, appeal, and you could take it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is where it stops.
I really want to. I want to.
So the
to
fact that this white
that
bitch thought that she could really just, oh, I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. And all these news reports are, well, you know, everybody in the county supports her and all this shit. I'm sure they do. I'm sure it's a bunch of slack-jawed, slow motherfuckers who can't read a grade level in that county who support this woman and her dumbass bullshit. But I certainly do not. And most importantly, neither does the Supreme Court. So, bitch, you can either do your fucking job or rot your ass in jail. I really don't give a fuck one way or the other. Personally, it means nothing to me. If you die in that motherfucker, I don't... It's perfectly fine with my ass. I'm just saying you don't get to decide that as a white woman or as a Christian, you are above the fucking law. Because fuck you.
Right. Pretty much.
Okay. Is that it? Do you have anything else to add? Because I'm done. That was all I had.
No, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay. So that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is The Read. And check out our website, thisistheread.com, for links to all of our shows and et cetera and things of that nature.
We'll be in Europe next week.
Oh my goodness, that's so nuts.
I don't even know how to process that, but London, I guess we'll see you very
fuck
soon.
Like next Saturday? What? No, it's Friday? Not that soon, is it? What? Are
it's
you serious?
Next week.
Jesus! Oh my God, I haven't packed. Okay, but
it's
anyway.
Next week.
It is next week, right? We're gonna be gone for 10 days. I need to get started now. See, right, look at you. You're going to be trying to fit everything in a fucking carry-on. You're going to have to check a bag, okay? You just get that in your head
fine.
Now. We're going to have to check bags. I get to bring the full size of all my products. What else? Oh, yeah, shout out to everybody who came to All The Way Live.
Yes, thank you so much for that. I really, really enjoy y'all's energy. It is exactly what I was hoping for. So I'm very glad to see people in New York and surrounding areas. I heard people came from Texas.
Yeah,
one girl
flew
came
up
from like another country and had an attitude with me for that. I think she was drunk. But
it had an attitude.
She did. She got upset with me because I didn't see her or something. I don't know.
Oh, well.
But it was really great. I love that, you know, everybody came out just to have a good time and did. Shout out to DJ Queen of Spades, who fucked it up once
yes,
again.
She did.
Great, great, great DJ.
Fun times.
And yeah, so.
All right. I don't think I have any other announcements this week. If I do, then forgive me because I forgot. So do we have an acronym or nah? Are we good? I think considering, you know, your abdominal situation, if you don't have one, that's fine. I'm going to come up with one soon.
You really should go for it.
I am.
But as of right now, I'm just going to say thanks to everybody who was very nice to me today and cared. I'm a super hypochondriac, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know.
The better like part of the week, I was like, I'm dying.
Okay, well, I know the feeling, so.
But I'm sure that, you know... I was going to say something gross again. I'm sure I'll be fine.
God
and
help
all of
us.
That stuff.
All right.
So, all righty.
We'll see y'all next week.
Okay, bye.